Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In between games, you heard Mark a moment ago. Twins fall to the Guardians 5-1. Shane Bieber just too much today. Eight innings dominated. Walner's home run, really the only well-hit ball of the day today. Bieber was in command, and Twins fall 5-1. They're six games back, as Mark outlined. Once again, game two of the doubleheader coming up later on. Our pregame 5:30, first pitch just after 6 o'clock. We'll have more on that a little bit later on. Right now, we want to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joining us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. And Steve, looks like we're going to get some big-time cool weather in by the end of next week, but it sure feels like summer today.
Hey, you got it, Steve. Good afternoon. It's kind of a weird weather pattern going on right now. I'm ready to jump into my bow stand in about 15 minutes. I'm watching some thunderstorms coming in, so it should be very interesting. Tonight, those deer will probably move right before it and just after it. So I'm hoping I get 7:30 to, 7:15 to maybe 8 o'clock, some dry weather. So they'll move after that rain. They always do.
Yeah, and the cool weather is going to help everything in the outdoors, particularly that bite. Now you brought up that the fish have been biting, that things have improved a lot on the water.
Yeah, they have. The only problem is it's a very, very early morning bite, Steve. I've been out maybe an hour before the sun comes up, and at this time of the year, that early bite is really critical, and they're biting very, very well, especially the walleyes from about an hour before sunrise and then an hour after, and then that's about it. It's still very hot. Water temperatures are still at 70. I'd really like to get them down in the 60s, but, that'll happen eventually, so you got to get up early, lose a little sleep, and get after them as early as you possibly can, and that makes a big difference. The midday bite is really tough almost everywhere, but again, that'll improve as we get at the end of September and into October.
All right, you brought up get out there early. What should your approach be when you're out on the water early? How are you going to find them?
Well, I just kind of keep it simple. I try to keep my boat very clean with, nothing on the floor that I'm going to trip over and just go with the basics. I take crankbaits, mostly like minnow imitating baits that run about 5 to 7 feet, and basically throw it out and put the electric trolling motor down and just start working the tops of flats and shallow shorelines, just kind of like we do in the spring, and stay away from live bait and anything that's complicated, because that first hour it's, pretty much pitch dark. So you have headlamps on and a spotlight and just kind of cruise along on top of the flats, and those fish are up there feeding aggressively pretty much all night. So what I'm doing is kind of catching them at the very end of their feeding patterns really early in the morning. And it doesn't matter if it's windy or overcast, it doesn't really matter. They're just up there doing their thing. So, and I've been doing really well on these small little bass-type baits, real short, stubby baits that have a lot of vibration and a lot of left to right versus the standard crankbaits we use, the long, thin minnow types. Why they prefer that right now, I don't know. But when they hit it, it's a good time, I'll tell you.
All right, Steve, you talked about being out in the stand. If you're going to be out on the water, get out there early. And the other season's coming up fast and furious. What are your expectations? What are your thoughts as we move into some of these big openers coming up here pretty quick?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Duck opener next week, Steve. I'm a little disappointed on the bird numbers that I'm seeing, and I don't know if it had a lot to do with these early seasons that we had with the youth season and the early teal season, if that's moved birds around. I don't know, but I'm a little pessimistic right now because I'm really not seeing any concentrations, especially wood ducks and teal, which are the early migrants. So I'm got my fingers crossed. I'm doing a lot of scouting and checking my usual spots, and I'm just not seeing the birds. So I don't know if they're going to materialize by next weekend or what, but it could be one of those seasons where a guy's got to work twice as hard for less. And, you know, that's what duck hunting in Minnesota is. You work twice as hard for less.
And, Steve, I know you're going to be in the stand a little bit later. You told us. And where are you going to be in the coming week? Is it going to be all about the bow and arrow?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be out probably every night. And, like, tonight I'm going to be in a ground blind because I'm sure I'm going to get wet. So I'm going to stay out of a tree and just sit in a ground blind and just keep at it this week and then prepare for the duck opener on Saturday. And, you know, it's such a beautiful time of the year. There's so much going on. And there's nothing better than fishing in the morning, bow hunting in the evening, or ducks in the morning and bow hunting in the evening. I mean, there just isn't enough time to get everything done, but it makes the time go fast, and it's very enjoyable, and it's just great to get out and have all these things going at the same time.
You know, a guy I work with during the week said, you know, you talk to that guy on the weekend, and he's got my dream job. You know, you got it made, Steve.
Well, yeah, it's you know, it's a great gig, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's a little tougher as I get older. You know, I need a little bit of recovery time. And,
yep.
You know, that's what happens. But, no, it's I just thank God every day that I can physically still do what I do. And it's all about getting a lot of sleep and eating really good food is kind of the key to the whole thing. So that's kind of works for me.
Yeah, and no doubt, and over the years you've shared some of those recipes, and they are absolutely outstanding. We're going to have to do that again, some wild game recipes this fall. We'll have to keep that in mind, Steve.
Oh, we do. You know, we eat so much venison and fish and pheasants and duck. You got to be very creative and do things differently. And fish, you know, there's so many different ways to do that. But,
yeah.
I think we'll do that. And a lot of people really enjoy that type of thing. And you know, that's half the fun is harvesting the game and then cooking it for your friends and family. It's just the circle of life, as they say, Steve.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Steve. You have a great rest of the weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. StevekearneyOutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years, and he's headed out into a blind. And he sent me a lot of photos over the years and had a lot of success on the bow hunt and some really nice looking deer. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that Steve gets something done out there. And we got to start sharing those photos more far and wide when he has a good day out in the water or out in the field. It is 81 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul will come back. We'll have some more football scores. Gophers rolling it up on Colorado. Mo Ibrahim, another huge day today. The Golden Gophers set to go to 3-0. We'll check the top 25 as well. High school football, some huge games last night. Lakeville South, Eden Prairie. We'll look at some of the football scores from around the area as well here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Twins fall to Cleveland in game one, 5-1. Shane Bieber dominates. Matt Wallner, the Minnesota native, hit a home run, did get the ball back. We have confirmed that. We'll find out what the Twins and Wallner had to give up to get the ball back from that Guardians fan. Cleveland leads by 6. Same two teams tonight. And our coverage begins at 5:30. And we're sprinkling in college football scores from the top 25, the Big Ten. By the way, the Gophers rolling over Colorado at the half. Get this, 35 rip. Tanner Morgan, 9 of 14, 2 touchdowns. Mo Ibrahim, 20 carries, 179 yards. 3 touchdowns. PJ, get him out of the game. You don't need him anymore today. I got to keep Mo healthy. We'll have a rundown of the Big Ten, the top 25 coming up. Right now, I want to jump to the Northern Sun. Two finals already today in the Northern Sun. Wayne State wins on the road at Minot State, 49-10. That's a pretty tough road trip going from Wayne up to Minot. Augustana made the trip up I-29 to MSU Moorhead, and Augustana got it done. Or was it the other way around? We'll find out in a moment. Augustana wins it, though, 31-7, and the longtime voice of the Augustana Vikings, Jeff Filling, joins us on the air. And, Jeff, was it Moorhead or Sioux Falls today?
It was in Moorhead, Steve.
Oh,
all right. Stadium. Yes. I'm at mile marker 17 in Fargo, North Dakota.
So you are on your way back to Sioux Falls. Made that trip a time or two in my life. Jeff, good win for Augustana and a solid start to the 22 season.
Yeah, off to a 3-0 start. Four different players scored today. Backup quarterback Thomas Scholten got the start. Starter Casey Bauman got hurt last week in the Bemidji game. He threw for over 240 yards. They had 465 yards. In total offense, four different players scored, as I mentioned. Devon Jones, Jared Epperson had an 80-yard run. Mitch Goodberry, a 4-yard pass from Scholten. Brady Pfeiffer, the backup kicker, was kicking today. He kicked a 21-yard field goal. Then Kyle Graham, the number 3 back, had a run of 3 yards for a touchdown. That made it 31-0. The Dragons scored with a minute 15 left. Brady Perriman caught a 28-yard pass from Jack Strand for the only score for the Dragons. The Vikings held them to 1 yard rushing in the game, had 4 sacks. Grayson Diepenbrock, senior defensive end, had 3 of those sacks today.
All right.
Played Northern next week.
All right. Now, is that in Sioux Falls or in Aberdeen?
It's in Sioux Falls. So.
All right.
So, a lot shorter drive than today.
Yeah, you don't get mileage.
No, I don't, which is not fair. It's 3.5 miles to the stadium, and I should get paid mileage.
Yeah, I don't know about
seven
that.
7 miles round trip, but
yeah,
you know how it is on the road, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, safe travels back to Sioux Falls. Always good to visit with you, Jeff. But a lot of Minnesota kids in that Augustana team, as always, and they get the W today on the road at MSU Moorhead, the final 31-7. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.
All right. There he is, Jeff Filling. Once again, longtime voice of the Augustana Vikings. And once upon a time, when I was in Sioux Falls, he was on the radio station that had Augustana men's basketball and Augustana football. And then I worked for a radio station that decided to carry Augustana women's games. So I would get to the Elman Center where they played right there on campus years ago, this back in the 90s. And I would set up, do the women's game, and then Jeff would come in and do the men's game. And that's how I got to know Jeff. And that was a long time ago. So he's been at it many, many years. Does an outstanding job. By the way, another guy I know well, Tom Frederick from the University of Sioux Falls, is in town and will see the Cougars take on Concordia St. Paul over at Seafoam Stadium tonight at 6:30. And I really wanted to get over there, but it just doesn't look like it's going to work out tonight. I'm begging, I'm pleading, I'm trying to get permission to go over there because I would love to see Tom and Tim Hyatt and the crew and see a good football team, the University of Sioux Falls, play over at Seafoam Stadium. Once again, Wayne State beat Minot State 49-10. Southwest Minnesota State down Mary 28-14. That game in quarter number four, and then headed to the fourth, Bemidji State leading Winona State 27-18 right there on the shores of Lake Bemidji. All the other action in the Northern Sun coming up tonight. And as I mentioned, that does include Sioux Falls at Concordia at 6:30. Minnesota State on the road at Northern State and Aberdeen at 6. And Upper Iowa with a trip to UMD to play the Bulldogs tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, let's check where we're at over in the MIAC. Just four games involving MIAC schools today. St. Scholastica was playing Crown today, and St. Scholastica had a 56-6 lead going into the fourth quarter, and we'll see if we can have an update on that one. Gustavus leading Stout. Let's see if we can get the very latest on that. Stout's gone ahead 28-25. And it looks like Stout pulled it out. So UW Stout goes on the road to Gustavus and wins there 28-25 of the final. Augsburg won at Martin Luther today 45-7. And let's see if we can get that. Yeah, it is a final now. It was St. Scholastica beating Crown 63-14 the final today. And that game out in St. Bonifacius today. So the only one we're waiting on is Carlton and Morris. And let's see if we can real quickly get a final on that one before we jump back to the Big Ten scoreboard. Carlton wins at 41-7. So we have a winner there. Carlton really pulled away late. That game was 14-7 in the third. And Carlton rolls to the victory down in Northfield. So all finals in the MIAC, Bethel, St. John's, Concordia, Hamlin, McAllister among the schools that were idle today. All right, we mentioned Minnesota and their big win over Colorado, 35-0, that game at the half. Number 22, Penn State leading at Auburn, 14-6 at the half. And then in Madison, how about this? Wisconsin leading Jerry Kill and New Mexico State, 35-0 at halftime. Tonight, Toledo at number 3, Ohio State. Number 11, Michigan State in Seattle to play Washington. Nevada's in Iowa City to play Iowa tonight at 6:30. Mark Fry in our newsroom, all eyes on the Hawkeyes tonight. SMU will be at Maryland. Rutgers wins at Temple 16-14. Number 4, Michigan blows out UConn 59-0 at the Big House. Five touchdowns in the game for Michigan running back Blake Corum. Oklahoma beat Nebraska. How about the final here? Oklahoma absolutely demolishes Nebraska, and once again, the scoreboard's updating. But Nebraska, they fired Scott Frost, and they're in a whole world of hurt. 49-14 the final there. Southern Illinois wins at Northwestern 31-24. It was Syracuse knocking off Purdue at the Carrier Dome 32-29. And Indiana beat Western Kentucky 33-30 in overtime. So the Hoosiers get it done on family weekend in Bloomington. My nephew is a first year at Indiana. So good luck to Jack. And I don't know if they went to the football game. I would assume they did. But the Hoosiers win at 33-30 in OT. So you're up to date on what's going on in the Big Ten. Real quick, let's check the top 25 at the moment. We will tell you that Cal's at Notre Dame. That game in the fourth quarter, and Notre Dame leading Cal 24-17. The Irish 0-2 out of the gate. Cal 2-0, but they are unranked. Let's see if we have any finals among the top 25 from earlier in the day that we didn't lay out. Yeah, number 17, Baylor beat Texas State 42-7. Number 9, Kentucky beat Youngstown State 31-rip. Games in progress. Number 25, Oregon leading number 12, BYU in Eugene 24-7. Start of the third quarter. Early in the third, number 20, Ole Miss leading at Georgia Tech 21-0. Number 2, Alabama all over Louisiana Monroe 35-7, that game late second quarter. Number 19, Wake Forest up on Liberty 3-0 early in the first. And I think all the other games coming up later on. And we'll continue to follow those scores throughout the day here at News Talk. E3O WCCO. We're between doubleheaders. Or between games of the doubleheader. Game 1 to Cleveland, Shane Bieber dominant today as Cleveland wins it 5-1. They put the Twins 6 games back in the division. The lone bright spot, Matt Wallner, his first Major League home run. And then the drama, will he get the ball back? He did, and we'll learn on the pregame and during Game 2 tonight what indeed he had to give up in exchange. That was pretty fun back and forth between Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden. Once again, Twins and Guardians tonight. Twins in a spot now where they got to sweep the final three games. They need to win the nightcap. They need to win tomorrow. They need to win on Monday and leave Cleveland 3 back. Any other scenario probably doesn't bode well. Even if they're able to win 2 out of the last 3 and leave 5 games back, it just isn't enough. They got to think sweep now after losing Friday night and in Game 1 today. A light schedule involving MIAC today teams today. One of the marquee matchups, UW Stout visiting St. Peter to take on Gustavus. CJ Seward joining us for the first time this season. And CJ, good to visit with you, and it sounds like it was quite a finish.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It was definitely a... quite the finish here at Hollingsworth Field on the campus of Gustavus in St. Peter. UW Stout comes out on top 28-25 with a 62-yard touchdown pass with just 15 seconds left in the game. That was Sean Borgerding to Levi Hamer, their third touchdown connection of the game, and that put them ahead 28-25. A last-second Hail Mary for Gustavus was intercepted at the goal line, so that finished in a 28-25 final. The game featured 940 yards of total offense between the two teams. Gusties had 530 total, and that was led by first-year quarterback Daniel Rennie. He had 28 of 54 passes completed for 467 yards. That's the second most in program history for Gustavus. Two receivers for Gustavus, Jake Breitbach out of Golden Valley, had 8 catches for 197 yards and a touchdown, while Dalton Thielen, a senior from Cold Spring, Minnesota, had 7 catches for 167 yards and a touchdown. Leading the defense for the Gusties was Carson DeCama, preseason All-American, a junior out of Owatonna. He had 8 tackles and 2.5 tackles for loss. So the Gusties, they moved to 1-1 overall, and next week they'll start conference play up in Moorhead at Concordia.
All right, very good. CJ, look forward to visiting with you next time the Gusties are at home.
All right, thanks, Steve.
All All right, a couple of weeks down the road when Gustavus hosts Bethel, and that'll be on Saturday, October 1st. Once again, finals in the MIAC today. As you heard, Stout late touchdown wins at Gustavus, 28-25. Augsburg, big win on the road over Martin Luther, 45-7. And I got a text on this game that I got to share. Augie scored three defensive touchdowns on scoop and scores off fumbles to improve to 2-0. I sent a note to Don Stoner. Not sure if Don is available to do a game report today. We'll see about that. They were on the road in New Ulm today. Carlton wins big over Minnesota Morris, 41-7. Hope to hear from David Pape on that one. And St. Scholastica wins big at Crown, 63-14. So here's the lay of the land for the MISC openers next week. Saturday the 24th, Gustavus will be on the road at Concordia, CJ mentioned. Huge game. St. John's at Bethel at 1 o'clock. Carlton travels to Hamlin at 1 o'clock. St. Scholastica will be at Augsburg for a 1 o'clock start. And then there will be a game under the lights. That'll be St. Olaf at McAllister next Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And as I mentioned today, a bunch of teams were idle. Bethel, St. John's, Concordia, Hamlin, and McAllister all had the day off today. Let's check that Northern Sun scoreboard one more time while we have a moment. Wayne wins at Minot, 49-10. Augustana wins big at MSU Moorhead, 31-7. The Vikings 3-0. A lot of Minnesota kids on that team. A lot of kids on that Dragons roster as well. Southwest Minnesota State leading at Mary now in Bismarck, 31-28. Late in the game, but Mary has the ball. Bemidji State leading Winona State, 27-18. That game early in the fourth quarter. A bunch of games under the lights in the Northern Sun. And here's the lay of the land there. Three games, Upper Iowa at UMD, Minnesota State at Northern State, and Sioux Falls at Concordia St. Paul and CU Foam Stadium right along I-94. So you're set there on that scoreboard. One more time, let's jump over to the Big Ten and the top 25 while we have a moment on this Saturday afternoon. The Golden Gophers led big over Colorado, 35-0 at halftime. Mo Ibrahim, three touchdowns in the first half. Tanner Morgan threw a couple of touchdown passes. Meanwhile, Wisconsin leading New Mexico State 35-0. They're at the half, and that's Jerry Kill's club. So the Golden Gophers really rolling along with the Badgers. And then Iowa, they're in action in Iowa City at home tonight. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. A little high school football in the spotlight. Some big games, including number 2 Eden Prairie, number 1 Lakeville South. We'll talk a little football. Week 3 already in high school. We'll have that for you in a moment here on News Talk. E3O-WCCO. Looks like Notre Dame's going to get their first win of the year. They lead Cal 24-17. Waning moments in South Bend. I was talking to Kerry Klatt, our producer, during the break about Notre Dame. Never been a fan. I'm not really sure why. I've just never been a fan of Notre Dame football. I know a lot of people are, and that's why they have that contract with NBC, and it seems like every one of their games is on national television every week. But when we traveled to Philly this summer, and we drove to Philadelphia, my youngest daughter had a conference out there that she was participating in. And instead of flying and horsing around with that, she wanted to bring her service dog. We just decided to drive. And I had never driven to the East Coast before. I've flown out there, but I've never driven. And I've driven to Chicago, but I've never driven through Chicago. That is two different things. Driving to the Loop and checking into a hotel and seeing the sights in Chicago. We did it a lot when the girls were young. We'd go to the museums and we'd maybe go to a ball game, either see the Sox or the Cubs. and we did that a fair number of times, but driving in is one thing, and driving through is another. Well, anyway, I always had this impression that when you got out of Chicago, it was just South Bend, Indiana was right there. It's kind of a haul from Chicago when you kind of get through the quagmire and all the freeways and the terrible traffic. And once you start heading east across northern Indiana, it's kind of a jaunt to South Bend. And the freeway just kind of runs through. And you can't really see the campus. But it is on my sports bucket list. Even though I'm not a Notre Dame fan, I would still want to go see a football game there. I think it would be neat to see a big rivalry game at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, Michigan. Or Notre Dame USC, something along those lines. I would like to do that. I don't know about you, Carrie. I know you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
But it is on my bucket list. I would like to make that trip. But what I would do is I would probably fly somewhere and then drive to South Bend. I honestly think it would be easier to fly to Detroit and drive to South Bend than it would be to fly to Midway or O'Hare and then try and get through the city and out to South Bend. It's a surprising distance. I had this impression that once you got to Indiana, oh, it was another, 30-minute drive and you're in South Bend. It's further than that. So anyway, but I'd like to go. Now, are you a big college football fan, Carrie?
I'm not a huge. Okay. I love high school football, though. I'm a huge high school football fan. I think that's just the best way to watch a game. I've covered a lot of high school football back in the day. I did, and I love it. I love that game. I'm not a huge college football fan. I'm not a huge, Vikings fan or NFL. I think it's very pure that the high school game. Yeah.
I tend to agree, and I still do games on any given Friday night, whether it's local cable TV up here in the northern suburbs or on NSPN.TV. So I kind of rotate between the two. And next week I think I have Totino Grace at Wayzata, and I look forward to it. Last night I had Blaine at Champlain Park. And you talk about atmosphere. It was a warm night, very comfortable night, and the crowd was great. Because Blaine to Champlain Park is just a quick trip on 610. It's not far at all. So there was a good crowd on both sides. It was a pretty close game. Champlain Park ultimately prevailed. But you're absolutely right. Just a great atmosphere, terrific crowd on hand. But that was not the biggest game of the night. The big game of the night last night was number 2 Eden Prairie hosting the defending champs Lakeville South. And Eden Prairie wins it 21-6. And if I remember a year ago, Lakeville South got that win over Eden Prairie early in the season, and that set the stage. But Eden Prairie led it 8-0 after one, 14-6 at the half, and really dominated defensively in the game last night. And David LeVake of the Star Tribune covered that one and has an article at the Star Tribune website. If you want to read about that big game last night in high school football. Another outstanding team in high school football, Elk River, out of 5A. They beat a pretty solid Coon Rapids team, 41-14 last night. So the Elks really playing well. Prior Lakes got a good team. They beat Edina last night, 24-9. I had mentioned the game I had. Champlain Park beat Blaine 28-20. Champlain Park went 0-9 a year ago. They opened with a loss to a very good Woodbury team, and now they've won two in a row with games on the road at Wayzata and a win at home over Blaine last night. As I peruse, Forest Lake beat Osseo 28-19, a tilt among some of the big schools. Also scrolling down the scoreboard list, Rosemount beat Lakeville North 28-7. Rosemount Irish, Jeff Herdman continues to do a phenomenal job down there at Rosemount. How about this? Maple Grove, the runner-up a year ago to Lakeville South among the big schools, they're on a roll. They outscored Minnetonka 41-27, the final last night. White Bear Lake got a win. They beat Moundsview 28-14. Some of the other games around the area include down in Rochester, a battle of some of the Rochester schools. Mayo beat Century 49-18. Stillwater, a big win over Roseville, 42-7. The Ponies have a great football tradition. How about Shakopee? They shut out Farmington 35-0. Shakopee's really got it going on. They have a great stadium down there as well. They have a wonderful facility. I saw the season opener a year ago down there, and there was no room in the main press box, and it was raining at Shakopee. And we had to do the game outside in the rain. So I was huddled under my umbrella of the camera operator, and this was just a one-camera internet thing. And I'm thinking to myself, how did I get here doing a football game in the rain outside? But Jack P. is really nice. But they didn't have room in the press box for us. And you know, honestly, I'm not going to hold a grudge. Centennial wins at Totino Grace, old school, 3-0, the final in that game. I mean, I clicked on that. It's got to be a typo, doesn't it? And then I clicked on the box score, and the box score literally shows a field goal, a 39-yard field goal in the second quarter was it. So I would assume it is a final. Centennial beat Totino Grace 3-0, and I will see the Eagles at Wayzata next week. St. Thomas Academy blew out Creighton-Durham Hall 34-0. St. Michael Albertville got a W. They beat Wayzata 28-21. They had been 0-2 going into the season. So those are some of the scores from around the area on Friday night in high school football. And we still have a lot more to come here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. As a matter of fact, we have all the news and weather at 5 o'clock. And then we'll count you down to the Twins and the Guardians, game two of that day-night doubleheader in Cleveland. Of course, Shane Bieber dominated Twins bats today in a 5-1 victory. The Twins, at the moment, sit six games out in the division. So much more on the Twins and MLB following the news and weather. We'll have another check of those college football scores as well here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And there is a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Currently in the cities, 81 degrees, our dew point 61, with the news coming up in a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.